What are some of your grievances as a union? What do you want?
The system is falling apart. The public healthcare system is falling apart, my leader. There's a very huge difference between public and private sector. When you go to Medicare or Mediclinic or Life, you experience a totally different environment from the infrastructure to the wards. There are material resources, there's human resources. There's no way you are going to, you can go to private and find 45 patients in one unit and be nursed by three nurses. You will never see that. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen where you go to private hospital, go to ICU and find one professional nursing three ventilated patients. But it happens in our public healthcare system, and we are slowly normalizing it. We are normalizing the normal, and it's becoming normal that people will die because it's humanly impossible for us to assist them, while we actually can, the system can assist them. So there's gross shortage of staff. It's crazy. We are saying to the government, please, we are not asking for much. We are asking for you to say, don't employ anyone anymore for now. But those you were employed, those who were actually on COVID-19 contracts, must never be released. Don't let them go. That is what we are asking. There are professional nurses who have just completed their 4-year course of a professional of being a professional nurse. Then they serve they do what we call community service for 1 year. After that 1 year, historically the system in South Africa they are usually absorbed. But all of a sudden now the system is complaining about money, they are crying poverty. We also want them to be absorbed as well. We are actually calling for transformation of the public healthcare system in South Africa.
Let me come in there, Rich, and ask you a question. Now that this is what you're advocating for, what impact do you think your march had yesterday?
It had an impact, a lot of it, more especially because they respected us. They actually released their big guns to come and receive the memorandum, and we are actually hoping. Why do we think it will have an impact? It is because the department, they wanted different provinces, they wanted to release all COVID-19 contract workers, all of them. They wanted to release all community service professional nurses. They just were ready to let them go at the end of March last month. Until we stage a war against Gauteng Department of Health, then on the we marched to Gauteng Department of Health on the 16th. Immediately on the 18th, they sat down and reversed their decision. So if that department, so now the head of the department are saying, your CEOs, your HR managers are saying, we hear your cry, we hear your grievances. We would like to absorb all of them permanently because the system needs them. We are aware that the system needs them, but there are austerity measures against the Department of Health by National Treasury. The budget that we were given previously, it was 1.1 billion to actually continue with these contract workers. But now, this year, we were given 1.1 billion. There's nothing we can do. That is why we then say, okay, let's go back to the Treasury and say, comrades, please increase this budget. We need this personnel on the ground.
On the aspect of Treasury, Rich, you're demanding change and have therefore handed over memorandum to health and Treasury officials. I'm just wondering, how were you received?
The reception was not hostile. The reception was good. Usually the department, when they want to show you that they don't care about you, and they actually don't take what you are doing serious, they will just send one person. Just send one person to come and receive the memorandum. But yesterday, at National Treasury, I saw like more than five people, like the head of the office in the department, coming to receive the memorandum. Even with National Department of Health, it's like the entire office was there to receive the memorandum. So for that, I believe the reception was actually not negative.
So now, the Gauteng province officials have in the past said they just cannot afford the renewal of temporary nursing posts. Are you optimistic this time around that maybe that might happen given the pressure you're asserting?
More especially because we made it clear that if they are not going to ascend to our demand, we are actually going to go to union building. Our last stop will be union building to Cyril Ramaphosa. From there, we are not going to stop there. We will actually go to Parliament. What we want actually, my leader, is to say, let's all stand up in South Africa and defend healthcare system. Our biggest dream is that to say, let people, more especially those who are financially well off, people who are owning means of production in this country, people who are owning land, who are owning banks, we are actually calling upon everyone to say, we can neglect whatever we want to neglect, but not healthcare system. Let's come together and sing from the same hymn. If we can, we fail here, we go straight to the president. From the president, we will stop at in parliament. The parliament must actually, we need to inform the agenda of that parliament. They need to sit down and discuss while we are all listening, the public healthcare system, and what are they going to do about it. We want to actually, we are tired of displacing our anger, my leader, to patients. Because unfortunately, that's what we do as healthcare professionals, nurses in particular. That is why many of our people in our community, they don't want to go to public clinics. They don't want to go to the private public hospitals because of the treatment they receive there. So we are actually sending a message even to our own colleagues to say, let's displace this anger to the right person, our employer, not the patients on the ground or in our facilities.
Rich, before I let you go, in a nutshell, I know you've indicated that should your demands not be heeded right now, you might even end up taking to the union buildings. Have you set a deadline?
Yes, we gave them. We gave National Department of Health and National Treasury 7 days. We said 7 days. After 7 days, we're expecting the response. More often than not, when we do that, they usually come back after 7 days. When we marched to Gauteng Department of Health last month, we gave them 7 days as well. And immediately after, on day number seven, day number eight, we received the response of our memorandum of demand. We are actually hoping this time around, they actually promised to say, exactly after 7 days, we'll come back to you, we'll respond to your memorandum of demand.